This is Frank Holman, news editor for Sleep Review Magazine. Continuing with our series on home testing, Lana Kaufman, editor of Sleep Review, spoke with Dr. Barbara Phillips, professor of pulmonary critical care and sleep medicine at the University of Kentucky. Phillips is also chair of the board of the National Sleep Foundation and serves on the steering committee of the Sleep Institute of the American College of Chest Physicians.
Hello, Dr. Phillips.
Uh-huh.
And thank you for making time to speak with us today. We mentioned that we are doing a series of podcasts on the Annals of Internal Medicine study on home testing, and I was curious to know what your reaction was to the results of the study.
I was not particularly impressed by this study because I fear that it points us in a direction that is not going to serve patients with sleep apnea well. It is true that portable monitoring is probably going to be less of a hassle than in-lab polysomnography, but, and this is the part that I really wish you would quote, I think there are two kinds of patients with sleep apnea. There are those that the janitor in the sleep clinic can identify as needing to be treated, and that's basically the kind of patients that were included in this study. And then there are those that have more subtle problems and may have also comorbid sleep issues. I don't think either of those groups of patients is going to benefit from portable sleep studies. This paper shows that clinicians are pretty good at identifying, without testing, who has sleep apnea, because virtually everyone included in this high-risk population did. So rather than focusing our energy on portable screening tests, which could lead to a whole new barrier, bureaucracy, and expense-generating system for our patients, I think we should focus more on expediting treatment of patients who have clinically obvious obstructive sleep apnea and bypassing testing altogether. And I would particularly refer the listeners to a paper that was published in Chest in 2006 by Sen, S-E-N-N is the last name, first initial O, when they did exactly that. They took people, very similar to the kinds of people that were included in the Mulgrew paper. They looked like they had sleep apnea. The janitor could tell that they had sleep apnea, and they simply treated them with CPAP rather than putting them through any testing at all, and found that they did as well as those who had more extensive testing. So portable monitoring is a tempest in a teapot, in my opinion.
I see. What are some of the pros and cons of home testing from the patient's perspective? Do you think there's a risk of under or an overdiagnosis, for example?
I don't think there's a risk of overdiagnosis. I think that there is a huge risk of underdiagnosis for people with sleep-disordered breathing all the time, even if they have studies done in sleep centers, because we don't know what sleep apnea is, but we do know that even snoring or very mild forms of sleep-disordered breathing carry some of the same morbidities. So I think people leave sleep centers every morning with AHIs of 3 or so, being told that they don't have sleep apnea, when in fact they might actually benefit from treatment. So I don't think there's any danger of overdiagnosis. But I do think there's a danger of underdiagnosis. It is quite possible to have significant sleep-disordered breathing that's impairing daytime functioning and is a risk for cardiovascular problems without having oxygen desaturations that are going to get the attention of a screening system. So I think we could miss some people with sleep apnea. And it's really important. Another key message, and I really hope you quote this part, is portable studies can be done to rule people in, but they really cannot rule people out. If people clinically look like they have sleep apnea, but their sleep study is negative, they need a very careful evaluation, probably done in a sleep center with careful measures of airflow and oximetry and monitoring and all the rest of it. And that's my big concern about portable testing.
What role should the sleep medicine specialty play in determining how home testing is adopted?
I'm not impressed that the sleep medicine community has done a very good job of advocating for patients and patient care with regards to full-scale sleep labs. Most sleep clinicians realize that doing sleep studies in some of their patients is a waste of time and money, And I fear that asking the sleep community to stand watch or help guide implementation of any changes in testing is a little bit like setting the fox to guard the hen house. My big concern is that people who have sleep apnea need to see a doctor. They don't need to go to a laboratory where they never see a doctor, where it's run by a technician or a businessman or somebody else, and they get a diagnosis and get started on treatment, and they actually don't ever have a history and physical examination and some reasonable discussion and assessment of what their overall condition is and some guidance in how to get better. And the sleep community could advocate for that point of view. Unfortunately, they haven't. I do agree with the Institute of Medicine report, which was published last April, and which said that the current system emphasizes the test over patient care. And I don't see that really changing, unfortunately.
What are the barriers to this change? Is it that people are so invested in the current business model?
Yes.
We need a diverse series of opinions on this, and I really appreciate the thought and the careful consideration that you put into the answers. Thank you so much.